Sai Ram, dear listeners, and a very, very happy, holy and auspicious Sankranti wishes from Prashantiralayam, the abode of peace. And till now you have heard the live afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. And to take you across to the next segment, the Veda Jignasa, is Ganesh. And at the outset, all of us would collectively offer our humble salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, our dearest Swami. On this holy occasion, we shall all pray to Him to grant us the light of wisdom, the light of love in our hearts, and the light of discrimination in our heads. And a humble prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration. With these few prayers, we shall start today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Dear listeners, in the few classes which we have completed in the past weeks, we were dealing with the quest for the true wealth, that is the our efforts to understand the significance and the inner meaning of the Shri Suktam. In today's episode, being the very joyous and the auspicious festival of Sankranti, we shall take a small diversion in today's episode and talk something related to Sankranti. As we all know, Swami so beautifully develops, so beautifully explains the concept of the sun god, what He does to the entire universe, the selflessness of the sun god in giving Himself to the entire universe, by protecting the entire universe with His effulgence, with His energy, and sustaining the entire cosmos with His divine radiance. To start with, today we shall try to understand the significance of the sun god in terms of some beautiful Vedic mantras. And at the outset, before we go into the Vedic mantras, we shall try to know. In a suktam, which is called the Navagraha Suktam, which we very regularly chant in the Prashantiralayam Mandir, the first deity that is prayed to is none other than the sun god. And the mantra goes thus. Om Asat Tena rajasa vartamano niveshayan namrutam martyancha hiranyayena savitaradhena devo yati bhuvana vipashyan agrin dutam drani mahe hotaram vishvavedasam asya yajnasya sukratum ye shamishe pashupatif pashunam Chatushpada mutachad vipadam Niskretoyam yajniyam bhagametu rayasposha yajamanasya santu Om adhidevata pratyadhidevata sahitaya adityaya namaha. So we shall try to understand the meaning of this and why the sun god is placed in the prime position of all the Navagrahas. Our salutations to Lord Aditya, the sun, who emerges with the brilliance of the effulgent truth and moves in a golden chariot through the worlds inhabited by the mortals and the immortals. We welcome the all-knowing Lord Agni as our messenger, as he is the master in performing sacrifices. May Aditya, Lord of all beings, accept the sacrificial offering and grant us glorious wealth. This is what is prayed for in the Navagraha Suktam to Lord Surya. So why is it that we need to offer our obeisance to Lord Sun? Swami beautifully tells us in a discourse the importance of the festival of Sankranti, what Sun God does during this festival of Sankranti, and what can we learn from the Sun God. So, and I quote from Swami's discourse which he delivered during the Sankranti festival in 1992, January 15th. And I quote Swami, "Today, the Sun God begins his northward journey, the Uttarayana. The noble and heroic warrior Bhishma waited for 56 days so that he could give up his life in Uttarayana." And Swami goes on to tell that do your duty like the sun. And he explains, the sun is in entering on his northward journey, hailed the Himalayas in the north as the beauteous abode of Lord Shiva. The heart should be regarded as the abode of the Lord, and the vision should be turned to experience the divine. The human heart itself symbolizes the Himalayas as the abode of purity and peace. The sun's northward journey is a pointer to the path man should take to realize God. The sun is the supreme example of selfless and tireless service. The world cannot survive without the sun. Life on earth is possible only because of the sun. The sun teaches man the lesson of humble devotion to duty, without any conceit. The sun is the supreme example for everyone that he should do his duty with devotion and dedication. Doing one's duty is the greatest yoga. As pointed out by Krishna in the Gita, let your actions and thoughts be good. You will then experience the bliss divine. Sankranti is intended to bring about various changes in man's attitude so that he may sanctify his life. It is a festival not intended for Bharatiyas alone. Its message has a meaning for everyone in the world. It has a message for people of all climes, creeds and countries. Kranti, that is change, and Shanti, that is peace, both reside in the heart. You need not search for them in the outside world. Discover them within you. This is your duty. Serve your parents and society. Lead a godly life, dedicating all your actions to God. Live in love. Unquote. When we talk about this aspect of the explanation of the Sun God by Swami, when Swami is telling us that we should follow the Sun God in performing our duties, how selflessly, how tirelessly, without any respite, the Sun God keeps doing his duty. I am reminded of a very beautiful experience of a devotee, and by the grace of Swami, this struck me because his name is the other name of the Sun God. His name is Mr. Bhaskar Rao, Kommareddy Bhaskar Rao Garu. He is an elderly devotee from the district of Eluru of Andhra Pradesh, who was very, very committed to Swami's service. He being a doctor by profession, he had offered his services to Swami. And he told Swami, "Swami, I want to leave my job, leave my career, come to you and serve you, serve the needy, serve the poor." Then Swami told him, "Your profession is much more valuable, much more helpful to serve. Keep doing your duty." And then taking that as a pointer from Swami, he continued his journey in service in the medical field. Parallelly, he used to serve in the Satya Sai Seva organizations. On an occasion during the Dasara festival, when Sri Bhaskar Rao Garu was sitting amidst the devotees in the crowd, Swami was on the stage giving his divine discourse, and all of a sudden, Swami started explaining about an individual who was so selflessly doing his seva. The timetable of the devotee, how he gets up early in the morning during a Sunday when he was about to embark his journey for seva. Early in the morning he starts from home, just picks up breakfast, whatever is available in the home, goes to the villages, does seva, comes back late in the night, has food, whatever is available at home when everybody sleeps, he goes to bed. He serves the poor and the needy with so much of love. And during the other days of the week, he does his medical duty with lot of love, lot of sincerity, and with a sense of offering to Swami. And now I announce a check of ₹1 lakh to that sincere devotee. He is none other than Sri Kommareddy Bhaskar Rao from Eduru. This was the announcement that Swami had made during that festival of Dasara. This person who was there in the crowd was taken aback by what Swami had announced. All the members who were next to him were prodding him to go onto the stage and collect the check that Swami was giving him. And then Swami continued, "This Bhaskar is like a Jnana Bhaskar, the sun who shines so resplendently. This Bhaskar Rao is like the sun for the entire seva organization." Such a beautiful announcement. Then Kommareddy Bhaskar Rao Garu, so reluctantly he goes to the stage. He collects the check from Swami's hand very reluctantly. Swami was so loving and so happy in giving the duty-minded doctor his reward or gift. He takes it. He takes Padanamaskar. And in the evening, when he sits for darshan, as Swami comes, he gets up and gives back this check to Swami, telling, "Swami, you have given me everything. I don't need this money for doing seva. Please keep it with yourself." And then the reply that had come from Swami is a big revelation for all of us. Swami told, "This is not for you. This is to encourage all the people who are interested in service. If I am rewarding you for your service, many more people will show interest in seva with the idea that, yes, Swami is watching all of us. Swami would one day reward us for our service." What a beautiful lesson. Sri Bhaskar Rao Garu, just like the sun god, doing his duty selflessly and tirelessly to please the Lord, to serve the people. What a great example. So to continue in today's episode of Veda Jignasa, we have a special program, Suryopasana. This is a beautiful presentation by the Vrindavan campus students that they had performed before Swami, explaining the significance and the meaning of the Lord Sun God through various Vedic mantras. I think this is the right time that we hear to this beautiful presentation of the Vrindavan boys. And now, over to the Vrindavan campus boys presenting Suryopasana.
Namratam Matyancha Hiranyayena Savitharathena Devo Yati Bhuvana Vipashyan Agnim Dhutam Vrinimahe Hotaram Vishvavedasam Asya Yajnasya Sukratum Ye Shamishe Pashupati Pashunan Chatushpada Mutachat Dvipada Nishkrito Yai Yajnijam Bhagametu Dayasposha Yajamanasya Santu Om Adhidevata Pratyadhidevata Sahitaya Adityaya Namaha
Om Shri Sai Ram, we, the students of Vrindavan, offer ourselves at the lotus feet of dearest Mother Sai, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters. Today, we are here to present a program entitled Suryopasana. Surya, or sun, is the very source of all life. We cannot imagine a life without Surya. He is the one who controls the seasons and the occurrence of day and night. Our beloved Swami has said that Surya alone is the true Nishkama Karmi who works selflessly and showers his rays upon all without any kind of discrimination of caste, creed, color, race, tribe, religion, language and nationality. The Suryopanishad describes the sun god as
Shatswara Rudena Bijena Shadangam Raktam Bhuja Samstitam Saptashwara Dinam Hiranya Varnam Chatur Bhujam Padmadvaya Bhayavarada Hastam Kala Chakra Pranetaram Shri Surya Narayanam Ya Evam Veda Savai Brahmanaha.
The origin of the veneration of the sun god can be traced back to the ancient great epic Valmiki Ramayana. Let us now move back to where Rama and Lakshmana are in their camps during their fierce battle against Ravana.
Oh, brother Rama, how long do we have to fight against this Ravana? Every time you behead him, a new head springs up. Is there no end to Ravana's wicked game?
Lakshmana, don't lose hope. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. Those who adhere to dharma are protected by dharma. Dharma is on our side. We surely will defeat Ravana.
Obeisance to you, O sage Agastya.
Ayushman Bhava. O Dharma Murthy Rama, the gods have sent me here to assist you in your endeavor of defeating Ravana. With the blessings of the Lord of Light, Aditya, and Dharma being on your side, you will be victorious. I have come to initiate to you the sacred Aditya Hridayam. Rama Rama Mahabaho Shrunu Guhyam Sanatanam Yena Sarvanarin Vatsa Samare Vijayishyasi. O Rama, now listen to this secret and eternal wisdom of Aditya Hridayam.
Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarva Shatru Vinashanam jayavaham jape nityam akshayam paramam shivam namah purvaya giraye paschimatraye namah jyotirgananam pataye dinadhipataye namah tamoghnay himaghnay shatrughnay mitatmane kritaghnaghnay devay jyotisham pataye namah.
For the Vedic people, light was not a material force, but a power of life, love and intelligence. They regarded sun as the principle of light and consciousness on the universal level. Humanity must remember the divine self in the sun, the prana, that is the universal energy. And our beloved Swami says, our role in the cosmos is to bring this divine light to illumine the darkness of physical matter. In the Indian culture, worship of the sun has been an aspect of daily routine through the form of yogic postures called Surya Namaskara. It has been scientifically proved that the practice of these postures releases the energies latent in us. There are 12 yogic postures, namely Namaskara, Urdhva, Hastapada, Ekapada, and so on, each one relating to one aspect of Lord Surya. Here we have a demonstration of Surya Namaskara.
मित्राय नमः ॐ श्रीं आरोहन्नुत्तरां दिवं द्रवये नमः ॐ ह्रूं हृद्रोगं मम सूर्य सूर्याय नमः परिमाणञ्चनाशय भानवे नमः ॐ ह्रौं शुकेषु मे हरिमाणं खगाय नमः ॐ ह्रः रोपणाकासु दध्मसि पूष्णे नमः ॐ राम अथो हरिद्रवेषु मे हिरण्यगर्भाय नमः ॐ ह्रीं हरिमाणन्निदध्मसि मरीचये नमः ॐ ह्रूं उदगादयमादित्यः आदित्याय नमः ॐ ह्रैं विश्वेन सहसा सह सवित्रे नमः ॐ ह्रौं द्विषन्तं मम दन्धयन् अर्काय नमः ॐ ह्रः अहं द्विषतो रथं भास्कराय नमः ॐ मित्ररविसूर्यभानुखगपूष हिरण्यगर्भमरीच्यादित्यसवित्रर्कभास्करेभ्यो नमः.
The Surya Upanishad extols the sun god as the origin of all the creation. The following is a passage from this Surya Upanishad.
Namaste Aditya.
Prostrations to Lord Aditya, the son of Aditi.
All Avityatmayurjayate.
The wind came forth from the sun.
Adityat bhumir jayate.
The sun is the cause for the creation of earth.
Adityalapo jayante.
All the waters sprang out of the sun.
Adityat jyotir jayate.
This Aditya is source of all the light.
Adityat vyomadisho jayante.
All the directions had their origin in sun.
Adityat deva jayante.
It is from this Aditya that all the devas were born.
Adityat veda jayante.
All the Vedas emerged out of Aditya.
Adityo va esha etan mandalam tapate.
It is because of this Aditya that the earth is able to maintain its temperature.
Asavaditya Brahma.
This Aditya is verily the Brahman.
Bhaskaraya vidmahe mahatyutikaraya dhimahi. Tanno Aditya prachodayat.
May we realize, Lord Bhaskara, let us all meditate upon that source of great light. May Aditya illumine us.
Divyatma ka tha dunya ko intizar, bhakt jano ne kiya pukar. Tha dunya ko ek suraj ka intizar, kiya tab Ishwarma ne upkar. Shuru hua fir pyar ka tyohar, mila jab hame divya sai avtar. Our beloved mother, our Sai Aditya, infinite are your ways in which you protect your devotees. Long ago, while Bhagwan was walking through darshan lines, he came down to a devotee and asked him to touch his hand. Bhagwan's hand was burning hot. Bhagwan told the devotee that he had saved his mother's life at that instant. The devotee was perplexed. He immediately rang up home and found his mother explaining of what had really happened. The mother was performing puja and the sari had accidentally caught fire. She prayed to Swami profusely. Bhagwan himself came to her rescue. The flames had been miraculously put off. It was then that the devotee realized why was Bhagwan's hand burning hot. This is how our Sai Aditya protects and takes care of all his devotees.
Swami has many times told in his discourses about the greatness of Sun God. Sun is the very source of time, which is why he has been addressed by the scriptures as Kalatmakaya Namaha. This means prostrations to the one who is the spirit of time. Sun is the one who regulates life on this planet. Sun God is the effulgence common to the people of all castes, creeds and nationalities, and thus represents the Atmic principle. Hence Swami says, Surya Tattva, the Sun principle, is the same as Satya Tattva.
According to Swami, one of the most important values that we have to learn from the Sun principle is the quality of gratitude. Sun has been described by three names: Tamogna, the remover of darkness; Himagna, the remover of coldness or sloth; and Kritagnagna, the destroyer of ungrateful ones. Swami remarks that sun takes away the light from those ungrateful ones and leaves them blind. Let us now get transported to the Gurukula of Dronacharya, where the great quality of gratitude has been depicted in the life of Ekalavya.
Akashanike nichanaveya galigina Arjuni pravinyataku moolakarakudu Dronacharyudu. Dhanurvidya prajnashali sakala shastra vidyala guruvu Dronacharyudu. Prastutam Dronacharyuni shishyulu tama tama shastra vidyalalo pravinyamu pondutunnaru. ఈ సమయములో ఓ యువకుడు ధనుర్విద్యను అభ్యసించుటకు ద్రోణాచార్యుని వద్దకు వచ్చాడు. అతడే ఏకలవ్యుడు. మంగిడీలు స్వామి, మంగిడీలు.
నాయనా, ఎవరు నీవు? నీ రాకకు కారణమేమిటి?
స్వామి, నేనీ అడవిలో ఉన్న గూడెంలో నివసించే ఒక కోయవాడిని. నా పేరు ఏకలవ్యుడు. నీ వద్ద ధనుర్విద్యను అభ్యసించటానికి ఎంతో ఆశతో వచ్చానయ్యా. దయతో నన్ను మీ శిష్యుడిగా స్వీకరించండి స్వామి.
అఖండ శస్త్ర విద్యలను, ఖడ్గాయుధ ధనుర్గద విద్యలను సులువుగా ఆర్జించి ఎన్నో రాజ్యాలలో పేరు ప్రఖ్యాతలు గాంచిన నేను నీ వంటి కోయవాడికి ఈ విద్య నేర్పించడమా? ధనుర్విద్యకే ఒక తీరని అవమానం. ఇది అసంభవం.
ఓ దయాహృదయ, నన్ను మన్నించండి. నాకు తెలిసినంత వరకు విద్యనభ్యసించడానికి ఏకాగ్రత, పట్టుదలలు అవసరము. కాని కులమనేది ఒక అడ్డుగోడ కాదు కదయ్యా.
ఏమనుకుంటున్నావు నీవు? నాకే నీతులు చెప్పేటంత వాడివా? చూడు, చూడు నా శిష్యులను. వారు నీవలే శూద్రులు కాదు, క్షత్రియులు. వీరు పాండురాజకుమారులైన పాండవులు. వారు ధృతరాష్ట్రుని కుమారులైన కౌరవులు. ఇక ఏమంటావు నీవు? పో, పో నీవు. నీ వంటి వాడికి ఇక్కడ స్థానము లేదు.
ఒక శూద్రుడట విల్లు విద్యని నేర్చుకోవడానికి వచ్చాడట.
తీవ్రమైన హృదయ గాయముతో తన దారిని తాను తీసుకుని వినయ విధేయతలతో వెనుదిరిగి వెళ్లిపోయాడు ఏకలవ్యుడు. Undeterred by Drona's refusal, Ekalavya made a statue of Dronacharya and accepted him as his guru. Swami, meeru nannu mee shishyudiga sweekarinchakapoyina, mee vaddane nenu mee shishyudiga meeru cheppe vidyane abhyasistanu. Guruvarya, guruve daivamani peddalu chebite vinnanu. మీరు ఈ మట్టి ప్రతిమ కాదయ్యా, నా గురువు మీరు, నా దైవం మీరు. తప్పో ఒప్పో నాకు తెలియదు. కోపగించక నేర్పించు స్వామి, నేర్పించు. అలా అంటూ విల్లు ఎక్కుపెట్టి విద్యనభ్యసించనారంభించాడు ఈ ఏకలవ్యుడు. అనతి కాలములోనే ధనుర్విద్యా ప్రావీణ్యతను తాను భక్తి శ్రద్ధలతో, పట్టుదలలతో ఆర్జించగలిగాడు. ద్రోణాచార్యులు తమ శిష్యులతో కలిసి వనసంచారానికై తరలివచ్చారు. అక్కడ ఒక విచిత్రమైన దృశ్యం కానపడింది అర్జునునికి. అటుగా వెళుతున్న అర్జునుడు ఒక శునకము నోటిలో 16 బాణాలను చూచి తాను ఆశ్చర్యపోయాడు. తాను కూడా చేయలేని ఈ గొప్ప విచిత్రాన్ని చూడగా తన అహం దెబ్బతిన్నది. తనకంటే గొప్పవాడు ధనుర్విద్యలో ఉండబోడని తన గురువు చెప్పిన మాటలు గుర్తుకు వచ్చాయి. అంతట ఆ అర్జునుడు,
గురువర్యా, చూశారా ఈ శునకమును?
జగత్తులో ధనుర్విద్యలో నన్ను మించిన వారు లేరని మీరే సెలవిచ్చారు.
కాని నాకు కూడా సాధ్యం కాని ఈ కార్యాన్ని మరెవరో సాధించగలిగారు.
చింతించకు అర్జున, ఆ వీరుడెవరో తెలుసుకుందాం పదా. నాయనా, ఎవరు నీవు? ఎవరు నీ గురువు?
మహర్షి, నా పేరు ఏకలవ్యుడు. ఒకనొక సమయంలో నీ వద్ద విల్లు విద్యను నేర్చుకున్నటకై వచ్చితిని. కాని మీరు నన్ను తిరస్కరించారు. నేను మాత్రం మిమ్ములనే నా గురువుగా భావించి మీ రూపుని ఒక శిలలో మార్చి మీరు నేర్పిన విద్యనే నేను నేర్చుకున్నాను.
మరి గురువర్యా, విల్లు విద్యలో నాకు సరిసాటివాడు కానరాడని నాకు మాట ఇచ్చారు. కాని ఇప్పుడు మీరే అతనికి శస్త్రవిద్యను నేర్పి నాకంటే గొప్పవాడిని చేశారా?
భయపరకు అర్జున, నేనిచ్చిన మాట ఎన్నటికీ సత్యమే. ఏకలవ్య, నేను నీ గురువన్నావు కదా. నీ గురువుకి నీవు గురుదక్షిణగా ఏమివ్వగలవు? నీ కృతజ్ఞతాభావాన్ని ఎలా తెలుపగలవు?
అడగండి స్వామి, ప్రీతితో మీకు అర్పిస్తాను.
అయితే నీ కుడి చేతి రొటనవేలిని ఇవ్వగలవా?
ఆహా, ఎంత భాగ్యము నాకు! ఇక నా జీవితము చరితార్థమే స్వామి. తీసుకోండి, తీసుకోండి స్వామి.
అర్జున, ఇక నీకు సాటి లేరు. ఏకలవ్య, కృతజ్ఞతాభావంలో నిన్ను మించిన వారు మరి లేరు, ఇక ఉండబోరు. చరిత్ర ఎన్నటికీ కృతజ్ఞతకు, గురుభక్తికి నిన్ను చిరస్మరణీయుడుగా, ఒక ఉత్తమ తార్కాణముగా నిలిచిపోతావు. చరిత్ర నీ జీవితాన్ని కృతజ్ఞతకు నిదర్శనంగా స్వర్ణాక్షరాలలో లిఖిస్తుంది. చిరంజీవీ భవ.
Our Lord Sai Surya is our protector, our guardian and our nourisher of all our lives. Once a devotee came for having Swami's darshan. Swami called him for an interview. During the interview, Swami materialized a locket which was in the form of a human heart and which could be opened in the middle. When the devotee opened the locket, to his utter surprise, he found that the heart consisted of only 3 chambers, unlike that of a normal human heart which consists of 4 chambers. Swami then revealed to him, saying that this locket represented his heart, and his heart contained only 3 chambers, which was not known to him until then. However, Swami assured him, saying that he would protect his life and cure him. Later, when this devotee had a thorough checkup, when the reports came, he was astonished to see that he was normal and his heart contained all the 4 chambers. This is the love of Swami towards his devotees. Swami, as Surya, is, was and will be indeed our protector, our guardian and our nourisher of all our lives.
The son is like the mother who nourishes all. Our dearest Mother Sai is the mother of all mothers, who is the very source of all nourishment. The sun sheds its light on all equally without any discrimination. Mother Sai too showers his love on all without any discrimination whatsoever. The Educare, Medicare and the Aquacare projects stand a testimony to this.
The sun does its work selflessly without expecting anything in return. Our dearest Lord also does his work selflessly, expecting nothing except our love. So the only thing that we can offer to him is our love for him.
The sun shines incessantly without any rest. Lord Sai too works continuously without any rest whatsoever. He is constantly engaged in the task of safeguarding and uplifting his devotees.
The sun is the source of all energy, but our dearest Lord is the source of the sun's energy itself. Once a devotee saw Swami eating very little and asked him whether he got his energy directly from the panchabhutas or the elements of the nature. Swami smiled and said, "I don't take energy from the panchabhutas, but it is the panchabhutas that receive energy from me."
We bow to you, Swami, who is the Koti Surya Sama Teja Swarupa.
Koti Surya Sama Teja Swarupa, Sai Tumaho Divya Swarupa, Akhanda Jyoti Jalao, అఖండ జ్యోతి జలా దివ్య జ్యోతి జ్ఞాన జ్యోతి ప్రేమ జ్యోతి జనావు అఖండ జ్యోతి జనావు అఖండ జ్యోతి జనావు.
The brilliant and magnificent sun in the sky is a ceaseless reminder to all of us of the embodiment of effulgence and light present right here amidst us, bestowing the light of life on one and all. Bhagwan is the light of our lives. Like the planets around the sun, our lives too revolve around him, sustained by the light of his love. Bhagwan ceaselessly endeavors to remind us of the divine spark within each one of us. We all have the effulgence of the sun right within, reflecting the love of our beloved Bhagwan, who is the Divya Jyoti, Chaitanya Jyoti, Atma Jyoti, Prema Jyoti, Akhanda Jyoti.
Thank you. వైభవము తిలకించుటకై ఎల్లరము చేరినాము. ఈ మధుర క్షణము కోసము మేము ఎంతో వేచినాము. మా అంతరంగముల ఉప్పొంగినది ఆనంద సాగరం. ఈ చారిత్రాత్మక ఘటనము చూచే జన్మలే చరితార్థం. స్వర్ణ రథముపై పయనించే సత్య సాయి దేవా.
So I hope you all enjoyed this beautiful program on the Suryopasana, the significance and the importance of sun god, and the amount of seva, the amount of sacrifice that the sun god does without any expectation for his doing of duty is what this Suryopasana has explained to all of us. And as Bhagwan so clearly mentioned in the beginning, that each one of us has to follow the example of the sun god and do our duty to the best of our abilities without any expectation of the fruits, without any expectation for the result of our actions. So with these few thoughts, and once again wishing all of you, greeting all of you on this auspicious and holy occasion of Makara Sankranti, Ganesh takes leave of you, and from a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live Telugu broadcast, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari. And with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed should be his inspiration, we shall end today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. యదక్షరపదభ్రష్టం మాత్రాహీనం తు యద్ భవేత్ తత్సర్వం క్షమ్యతాం దేవా నారాయణ నమోస్తుతే. విసర్గబిందు మాత్రాని పదపాదాక్షరాణి చ న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అపరాధ సహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హరణిషన్మయ దాసోయమితి మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి త్వమేవ శరణం మమ. తస్మాత్ కారుణ్య భావేన రక్ష రక్ష సాయీశ్వర. హరిహి ఓం తత్ సత్ శ్రీ సాయీశ్వరార్పణమస్తు. ప్లీజ్ డూ రైట్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఫీడ్బ్యాక్ అండ్ యువర్ వాల్యుబుల్ థాట్స్ టు లిసనర్ అట్ ఎస్ఎస్ఎస్ మీడియా సెంటర్ డాట్ ఓఆర్జీ ఆర్ వాట్సాప్ ఇట్ టు 9393258258. సాయిరామ్, హ్యాపీ లిస్నింగ్ అండ్ వన్స్ అగైన్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ ఆన్ ది హోలీ అకేషన్ ఆఫ్ మకర సంక్రాంతి. స్టే ట్యూన్ టు ఏషియా స్ట్రీమ్.